I'm your host, Scotty Coffee, and this is a series on my channel where I interview people on video about stuff. This is a special episode. I have both Red Executing and Omni Digital, not just one person. Welcome, how are you guys feeling today?
Horny.
I'm excited.
The Skibbity Bergen experience.
You're like the Joey Diaz of Vidley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you first hear about Vidley?
I first heard about Vidley back in summer of 2016. I was using websites like the Wayback Machine, looking at old YouTube. I was like, wow, that's real cool. That's real nice. I wondered, you know, like, is there anything that, anything like the Wayback Machine that I could use, you know, that works, you know? So I went looking. I was on the prowl. You know, I found a website. It was real cool called VidBit. It was basically just an old layout, but you could post videos on it. So I met a guy named AM. We made some videos. I contacted him. We made some foot content. We made OnlyFans. We posted pictures of our feet. We would put maple syrup on our feet. We made a killing.
Fucking hot.
I'm serious. No, you're talking about Skibbity Coffee. You're talking about how you need a new PC
for your feet.
The people will pay for those tootsies.
I know plenty of people who would pay to see those Vienna sausages.
Pay to see those little those dogs.
See them anyways, dogs.
So yeah, me and AM, we made some videos, and VidBit, they were like, we got to change the name due to legal reasons, and so they closed down, and they reopened, and it was called Vidley. That was in 2017, and so I made sure I jumped on that train the second it got here. So I've been here since on Vidley since its birth.
And Red Exec told me about Vidley.
That's crazy.
So.
Yeah. What are some bad qualities about me you would like to see me improve, and what are some good qualities about me that I shouldn't change?
That's a deep question. Why? That's a beginning question.
I don't know. It's just
I don't think I'd be comfortable making those critiques on a child like that.
Wait, on a what? What did you say?
I don't think I'd be comfortable making critiques like that on a child. I think you need to be comfortable making your own decisions. If I can give you one piece of advice, don't walk around asking people for advice, because they're going to give you bad advice. I can tell you right now, go stick your cock in a fucking can opener. But you're going to do it?
No.
Be yourself is what he's saying.
Yeah, make your own decisions. Trust your own intuition. Don't go, hey, what should I do? Because sometimes people will tell you the dumbest shit, and they'll think they're actually telling you good advice. But yeah,
criticizing yourself by doing that. By saying I shouldn't listen to advice, you're criticizing yourself and saying you are wrong.
How often do you see us following people's advice?
How often do you see us
bending backwards?
I'm not saying I'm wrong. I'm saying that I'm right, and that's why I trust myself. That's if I need something, I go to myself. And you should do that same thing. You shouldn't be asking me, what should I change about myself? I'm not asking you, hey, Skibbity Coffee. Oh, you know what, Skibbity Coffee, I'm asking you, what should I change about myself?
I don't know.
Give me one.
He's not being a smart ass.
I'm not being a smart ass. Just give me one.
He's not being a smart ass.
One thing you think I should change about myself.
I don't know. Maybe just
he's being serious.
Bullying people?
Do you think I'm bullying?
Yes. You made an entire
really?
Series on your channels about one person.
Think my what? Wait. On my what? I made an entire series on my what? Excuse me?
On your channel.
Thomas hasn't
really. Wait.
Oh,
I'm
sorry. Confusing.
There's two people in this call right now. Is
Red Exec hasn't uploaded.
Yeah, fuck. I'm sorry.
Okay, so
I thought it was.
How am I bullying?
I know that we're brothers, but
I'm sorry for saying that.
I'm just asking. No, you've been saying that for
wait,
a while.
Wait, so wait, asking, is that question for me? Is that question for me? Are you asking me why I'm a bully?
I don't know.
Because he's made all these
saying,
videos.
I mean, I'm the one who makes all of them. I can answer that for you.
I guess.
I think it's funny.
I mean, that makes sense. I've made fun of Basara.
Do you think it's
before.
Funny? Do you think it's funny when you watch them? Do you laugh? Do you chuckle? Actually, no, I'm not going to ask that because. I have you on the Vidley Wars video laughing at my videos. I'm not trying to be a dick, I'm just saying. I know you think they're funny. Do you think they're funny?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's okay, I guess, but, like, you're good at editing, is what I'll say.
I'm not... I may poke fun at you every now and then about your weight or the way you look, but that's only beating around the bush. The meat and potatoes of the videos is when you're, slighting someone, being disrespectful, unquestionable thing. Is that, I think deserve videos being made on.
So
I don't
now
think
we have
you're
common ground now.
I understand that you're a young man and you're trying to figure yourself out. I don't have anything against you personally, but I'm editing these videos and I'm chuckling to myself. I'm going, this is funny.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I understand that point. I've laughed at tons of people before.
Oh, I know you love. I know you love laughing at other people's expenses because you do it all the time about you know. Really controversial things.
Like,
I think you do it on purpose because you want to get a rise out of people.
like we said, we don't have anything against you personally, but when, like we're good friends with Crafting Lord, you just had him on a podcast, he's been away from Vidly for a while because he's been focusing on music, and he's working a lot. I know you don't really, I'm not calling you out or anything, but, like, I work a lot, my brother works a lot, Crafting Lord works a lot, I know he's a truck driver, and he's also on the side doing music, so he felt a little vulnerable putting his music out, and you had no problem just saying you didn't give a shit. And that seemed a little disrespectful to me. And then on top of that, I saw the DM saying that you were talking about respect, and I thought that was a little ironic. So I figured that'd be a little funny video to put together real quick.
Yeah. I understand, but, like, I'm not angry at him. It's just I was just saying.
I understand that, but like that you video. Were preaching respect when you were displaying how you don't know how respect.
Blatant disrespect.
When you were saying that I don't understand how basic respect works. I was showing you I do understand how basic respect works. Do you think
I understand you think your point
now? How basic respect works now?
I mean,
I thought the video would have done that for you.
I understand your point, but like when I criticized him, it wasn't because I was angry at him. I wasn't even criticizing him. I was just saying I personally
I understand
just
that Skibbity
didn't
coffee.
Want to watch a
I
video
just,
on his channel.
I don't think that was a very respectful way of going about it, and I think that
well,
video
I mean,
is
I
a good reminder
of
why.
Way.
Do you so Skibbity coffee? I have a serious question. Do you have like issues recognizing like social cues or anything like that? I'm just curious.
I mean, I'm autistic.
Okay, right. I think
and
you
I have
that.
Narcissistic personality disorder.
All right, I think you've mentioned that before. I was just trying to jog my memory there. Gotcha.
Why did you decide to use Vidly?
Like I said, I've said it earlier. A lot of people they'll find Vidly and they'll treat it like it's a YouTube alternative. They'll think I gotta go somewhere to save my videos in case my YouTube channel gets taken down, or I gotta go somewhere in case YouTube does this or that. I think that's fucking stupid. I think that's retarded. I think that's unrealistic. If you think that Vidly is going to go anywhere near where Google is right now, you're delusional. That being said, I think I treat Vidly like it's a parody of YouTube. It's like a GTA version of YouTube. It's fun. You can upload videos with copyrighted music, and you don't have to worry about it. And you usually get a little bit more user engagement. You can post a video and get about roughly 300 views on YouTube, and you'll get about, I'd probably get like 3 or 4 comments, but that same video on Vidly would probably get a lot more user engagement, and you'd get a lot more comments. So
it's not even a maybe thing, because I have videos that I straight up, like obviously minus the Skibbity Coffee videos, because no one on YouTube gives a shit. Like all my other, like Teresa video, the vaping video, that is up on YouTube right now, and it's still sitting at 5 views. Well, it's up on Vidly, and it has, you know, at least has a few comments and 150 views, I think.
Yeah, I get way more views on Vidly than I ever do YouTube. Like,
and people
YouTube,
comment,
I get
probably.
Barely any views.
Yeah, but people probably don't people comment. And that's what I like more than anything. I could give a fuck about views. I care more about, you know, like
user
when
engagement.
When someone comments on something I did, you know, and they mention, when they like
that
point
sense.
Out, you know, like when I do something and I feel like it actually did something.
And with how vast YouTube is, like if you upload a short and you get 500 views, you feel like that's just 500 people sitting on the toilet who just swiped past your short real quick.
Yeah.
Whereas
no,
like on Vidly, you 500 people like in like 40 comments. You're like, oh yeah, all of them watched it intentively and took in the content that I spent time and, you know.
And at the end of the day, it's still just, it's just people. I mean, it's like you're going to have people watch it here or people watch it there. So if your goal is to have people see your stuff, fuck it. Vidly would probably be a good idea for you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was. I actually agree with you on that. Like, Vidly is like, I mean, of course you aren't going to get millions of views, but like, if you're just wanting to get views as a new channel, you're gonna get a lot more views on Vidly or like BitChute than YouTube usually.
It's like a fucking film festival in fucking bumfuck Vermont or something. It's like everybody knows each other and they're all just making little funny little things, but you know, it's not gonna get anywhere. Don't act like you're gonna compete with fucking Steve Jobs.
What I was gonna say is that like I actually talked about this with CL21 and he said something interesting that like the difference between YouTube and Vidly is YouTube is small fish in a big pond, while Vidly is big fish in a little pond. Good analogy for this whole situation. You could either be a big player in a small place, or a small player in a big place. That's the difference.
I don't know. I think videos in general have sort of taken a backseat in my life. Now, when I was younger, I think video making, I took a backseat to video making. I would usually try and ride things out. I would try and be part of things. Nowadays, if I make a video or if I do something, it's going to be about me. You're getting a little slice of me, big boy. All right, it's going to be about me. I'm not going to fucking come in and talk about fucking, I don't know, fucking some stupid Fortnite update or dumb shit. I don't care what's going on the internet right now, okay? You're going to hear about what's going on in my life and see what's going on with me, because that's what matters. And that's usually been the best way. I think that makes the best videos.
Back to the whole fish analogy. When I was in high school, I knew a guy named Hunter. He fucked a fish.
What? How is that even possible?
So like you take take a fish, right? You know, like how they have mouths.
Oh,
right?
I understand now.
Yeah, he shoved his pee-pee in there, man.
Wouldn't it be like flop around a lot or something, or like try to fight back?
Don't look into it that far.
It probably would. It'd flop around.
But I'm not joking. I wish I was.
Did he go to prison for this?
No, that's not legal.
No.
If you wanted here in America, you can fuck a fish. I mean, probably if you did it in front of a cop, they probably wouldn't like it. I mean, I don't think it's illegal. I don't do it.
Jamie,
look that up real quick. Can you look that up for me? Is it illegal to fuck a fish in America? God, I always wondered that. Hey, Jamie, pull that up.
Jamie, pull the sexual acts with animals, including fish, fall under animal cruelty laws, which exist in all 50 states. Making the act illegal.
So it is illegal, Skibbity Coffee. It is illegal.
I'm
just wondering, I just had a question, like, when I'm editing this, should I censor your names? When you say your names, should I censor them?
I prefer, I don't like it. Not because of privacy things, but I don't like how it breaks the immersion. I want it to just be Omni Digital, Red Exec, and Skibbity Coffee. No one knows who Cam is. Uh-huh. No one knows who Thomas is. No one knows who Jeremiah is. You know what I mean? Yeah. So
I just want to respect your privacy if you have a concern with that.
People call me Thomas in the past on YouTube, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't really give a shit, but
it's my name.
I mean, I'd prefer to keep it to Omni Digital, Red Exec, and Skibbity Coffee, just for context reasons.
Call me Mel.
Call me Diddy.
This is a question specifically for Omni, specifically. How did you learn to become so good at editing videos?
I'm not good.
Fuck you!
Stop! Shut up, Thomas. I use CapCut to edit. I know how to use After Effects, and I've used After Effects to make, like, film-type videos in the past. But no one watched those. No one cared about those.
I don't even know why I'm
here. The videos I edit now, I do in CapCut because I can edit really quick. And it's just, I learned to use CapCut to make funny videos, I guess.
I don't know. CapCut used to be good, I think, in, like, 2022, 2023. But, like, since 2024, it just gets worse and worse. Like, more features behind a paywall, more ads, more lag. It's just, I don't even use it anymore because you can't even use AI subtitles on it anymore without having to pay money. Like, the main reason to use CapCut is to make YouTube shorts with all the subtitles, like, make it addictive. And you can't even do that for free anymore on it.
That's the thing. Like, I paid for Adobe After Effects CC for a few months, and I used it to edit the intro of the Halloween special. That's all I used it for. Like, I don't really use After Effects anymore because you don't need a composition software to make a meme. You can do that in, like, basic editing software. And that's what I was looking for, an ideal editing software that's basic. And that's what CapCut is. And, I mean, they have some cool features on there now. They have a lot of, like, AI features where you can, like, go cut the video up for you. I don't use any of it, really, because it seems stupid and probably not trustworthy. But, like, all those stupid, silly effects that I use, I just search them up real quick.
I walk so he can run. Don't forget, all right? I taught him everything he knows. It's like Karate Kid, okay? Trained him.
He's muted. He can't even hear you. Well, he can hear you, but he's not listening. He's probably doing something. Oh, he's back. Now, go ahead. Say it now, Thomas.
I'm back.
He said, I walked so he could fucking run. I taught him everything I know. He wouldn't be who he is if it wasn't for me. All right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Sorry, excuse me.
I personally use KadenLive since it's like one of the only video editors that's like that can run on Linux. But like
what is
KadenLive,
it called?
It's like very basic. KadenLive. KDEN LIVE.
I know what that is. I don't know. It's just like, I've seen it.
It's just one of the main ones that support Linux. I mean, there's other ones too, but it's just like, it was, KdenLive was made specifically for Linux and then ported to Windows after, not the other way around. So, like, it's probably the best running and, like, the best, most efficient for Linux, probably. But, like, there isn't much animations on it or anything, so you can only do basic stuff unless you're, like, really good at video editing.
Do they have it in the Atlantic?
Coffee.
Do they have the
Atlantic?
You said they had the Pacific software. They had I'm asking, like, do they have it in the Atlantic as well?
No, it's Pacific. Pacific, not Pacific.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
No, but I think he was asking if it was in the Atlantic as well.
Like, if they could get it, if you're in, like, the Atlantic Ocean and you get, like, Pacific software, how can you install it? What if I'm in the Red Sea?
I don't know.
Where is that, actually? I have no... I'm geographically retarded.
I don't know.
I think it's in Greece. Maybe wrong.
Yeah, I think you're actually...
Red Sea is in... Red Sea, I think, is like Saudi Arabia.
Oh. Red Sea is near Egypt, isn't it?
I think it might be. Yeah.
I don't know. That's around Middle East Africa.
No, that's definitely in China.
No, it's actually in New Hampshire.
No, it's definitely in the middle of China.
It's between Africa and Asia. Oh, and which is bordering Egypt and Sudan and Saudi Arabia, which is... So me and Skibbity Coffee guessed correctly, but Cameron did not.
I thought it was in Russia, man.
I don't know why you think that.
I always wondered, is the Atlantic Ocean, is it like, is the name related to Atlantis, or is that completely other etymology?
It's actually, they renamed it, after, there was this one time way back, it's written in ancient scriptures, me and Cam talk about this all the time. There was a really fortunate, sea sponge who went to Atlantis. He got a bus. He found a bus, and him and his buddies they found out that they could sing songs, and it would fuel the bus. Brought him to Atlantis, and David Bowie was there.
That's how they got there.
Pretty sure I remember George Floyd being there. I thought I remembered him being there.
I don't recall that, but he could have been. He might have been the bus driver. They made.
I don't know. Maybe he was looking for Fenton down there.
It would have been. It would have been fitting because it would have been fitting because he couldn't breathe.
That's actually hilarious.
Would you, I don't like how there's no sound bites.
Thought daughter.
What? Sorry, what was that? Repeat your question. I interrupted you.
Would you rather have gay son or thought daughter?
Gay son or thought daughter? I'm gonna let you answer this, Cam.
I took one of the worst shits of my life this morning. And it still hurts. I still feel it right now as we're talking.
What'd you eat?
Burritos, but I don't think I chewed them up enough. Ugh. If I had a gay son, I'd probably, I'm gonna skip this question.
Yeah. I don't think there's a good way to answer it. That's why it's...
Anyways, are some problems with Vidly you would like to see changed?
Cam, do you wanna go first?
I have a big problem with Vidly right now, actually. I'm usually sunshine and rainbows, but I got a big problem right now.
What is it?
All the Skibbity Coffee videos.
Yo, you fucking been seeing them too?
They're gone. Did you see they're all gone?
I know. I went this morning. I was like, I'm going to go. I was taking a shit. And I usually watch like the Omni Digital like Skibbity Coffee saga because it helps my poo-poo come out. It helps me relax my bowel.
It helps you relax your sphincter.
And they were all gone. And I shed a tear.
That was my initial reaction. So I think that's my displeasure with Vidly at the moment.
Oh, and annotations. I want annotations.
Annotations would be cool, I guess.
I doubt it.
I don't know. Annotations have been promised for like since ancient Rome, and yet it still hasn't happened yet.
I was gonna ask Skibbity Coffee a question. Do you plan on uploading a submission for the Christmas contest for Vidly?
No.
Why not?
I don't really care about... I don't really, like, celebrate Christmas anymore. It's just...
Skibbity Coffee a Scrooge?
I don't hate it. It's just not really my thing anymore.
What's wrong, buddy?
It's nice, I guess, but it's just...
You just need to get...
I don't really care about stuff like that anymore.
Where's your Christmas cheer?
I'm gonna cry.
No joy? No happiness?
Why you no like Christmas?
I mean, it's fine, I guess, but it's just, like...
What about the presents and Santa Claus?
You want to talk about it?
I do think it's interesting that, like, Santa Claus, the original story behind him, it was originally, like, some scholar in, like, modern-day Turkey. Well, what's now modern-day Turkey, who would give money to women so that their fathers wouldn't sell them as sex slaves, and that turned
Jamie,
into Santa giving people presents. Yeah, you can look at, like, St. Nicholas.
Jamie, pull it up. Jamie, pull up the origin of St. Nicholas.
Why, Jamie?
Yeah, Jamie. I want to see if this is true. I don't want to talk about this.
1400 degree Christian bishop from here. I'm not going to.
From where? Where is he from?
I don't. Hold on one second. Google sucks. I'm going to fucking use.
God damn it, Jamie! You lost your touch.
Hold on. Hey, listen. My life hasn't been the same since I lost the kids and the wife. All right. You gotta go easy.
God damn, Jamie! Every podcast you bring Rebecca up.
97. What does that mean?
Who was he and where was he from? God damn it, Jamie.
St. Nicholas. He was actually a pedophile in 1942. That's where he originated.
No, what the fuck? No, he wasn't. Come on, you're lying.
Yes, there was a man. His name was St. Nicholas. He was in Norway in 1942. He used to crawl into children's rooms and diddle them. They would leave him a little gift, so it was okay.
I feel like you're leaving...
I'm just thinking, for that Norwegian guy, can you check the early life section on Wikipedia to, like, check the background of his parents?
I feel like that's, like, a few truths and a lie thing. I think you lied about one of those things, and the rest of it's true.
What do you want to know about his parents?
I don't know. Just check the early life section. Usually on Wikipedia, when you check people's early life sections, it brings up some interesting coincidences, is what I would say.
That he's a, pastor?
No. I don't know, I'm just... You don't understand the early life reference? I don't know. People say early life section on Wikipedia, they mean, like, the no-no people, or, like, the Chosens, basically. Or, I guess, Tiny Hat Club. There's a bunch of synonyms. Or, I guess, International Bankers.
I gotcha.
Yo, this watermark on StreamYard of the duck makes me want to grab a duck by its neck and swing it around like a fucking pool toy.
Hey, you got any questions? You got any other questions, or...
How does your family feel about Vidley?
They don't know about it.
My family doesn't know about Vidley. Oh.
I don't... When I'm around my family, I don't... I think there's more important things to talk about than,
Yeah, I talk about, current day events with my family. I focus on my family. I don't talk about, my genuine sneed.
I don't talk about how we should eradicate the fucking Jews.
Yeah, I don't talk about, crafting. I mean, he's a good guy. I'm just saying, I prioritize my time with my family and don't talk about Vidley.
Yeah, I guess.
They don't know about it. Not because we're ashamed of it. It's just not really something they would give a shit about, I don't think.
Skibbity Coffee, when your parents call you out for shepherd's pie at night, do you sit down at the table and do you go, I made a video today!
No, I don't talk about anything.
Do you go, I made a video, and everyone called me fat. You tell them that?
No.
I think you should, or maybe you should tell a therapist about it.
Yeah, thoughts on the Gore era of Vidley?
Quite honest with you, I don't understand the whole era's tour. The whole Taylor Swift era's tour thing you're doing here. I don't know what you mean by that. There's no eras, dude.
I mean the time period between 2022 to November 2024 when... There was a lot of offensive stuff on Vidley.
Yeah, I wasn't there, I don't think.
Season
what,
two.
What year was it? What year time frame was it?
2022 to November 2024.
I didn't get the battle pass that season.
I think we were making a couple of little stupid... That was when we had the green screen and stuff. That was when we were doing the stupid shit. We didn't really pay it any... We were just fucking around.
I mean, we saw the gore and stuff. I hate to say it, but I wasn't really surprised. You go to sites like Best Shockers and stuff, and like all these shock sites where you see videos of dudes shoving screwdrivers.
And I'm pretty sure
Livleak
had just gotten taken down too, so like...
Yeah, screwdrivers in their dick holes. Like, so I'm sure I kind of had a feeling that once this place kind of lost its leader, it would kind of turn into that. It's not really... Yeah. Not something I... obviously, if you're asking my opinion on it, I think it was just kind of a cesspool. A little pool of stagnant water on the internet for a little while. I don't think it was good. I think Vidley, how it is now, is good. I like Aniki. I like how it's going. I like it now. I don't like the Gore era.
Yeah, I mean, I like now better, but, like, it's still not perfect. Like,
why not?
Perfection in, like, in basically anything is, like, not gonna happen. It's perfect is impossible in basically everything, except for a few specific things where perfection is possible. Like, me. I don't know.
It's all perceptive. What is your issue with it? What do you think isn't perfect about Vidly?
Vidly's a lot better than back then, but the main thing about Vidly's, I don't like auto-banned because you, like, had even innocent words, like, even just saying the word Jew in your title gets your video shadow banned.
Skibbity Coffee, are you afraid of getting shadow banned?
About Jews. Well, it means your videos won't get views.
Are you worried about getting shadow banned?
I mean, I am. Because what's the point of using a site if you can't get views?
You are one of the highest viewed users on the site, and you're one of the most disliked. I'm not being mean, but if you think people are getting shadow banned, don't you think you'd be the first person?
I mean, there's other... Well, I'm not saying shadow banned as in whole channels. I'm saying if you have specific words in your video title, that video will, like, get killed in the algorithm.
Is there an example you want to give?
I use Atlantic words.
Well, for example, go to... Ye old feller noob. His most recent video about tier list of artists, for whatever reason, you couldn't find it in the video tab, but, like, it is a few days old, so you can't exactly prove it right now, since it's a few days old, but, like, I remember it wasn't in the videos tab, even though there wasn't anything bad in the title or anything.
So you think that he was just shadow banned because... What was the video about?
I don't know, it was a tier list of, like, NSFW artists.
And what do you mean by NSFW artists? Like, what did they draw?
I mean like, Rule 34.
Yeah, but what kind of art? They can draw gore, like, weird gore fucking foxes.
Yeah, Rule 34 is fucking
him. Yeah, okay. So, like...
yeah. All right. Well, I mean, there's other videos, too, but it's just, like... But, like, if you try to upload a video right now with, like, the N-word or something in the title, it won't appear on the videos tab. I guarantee that. Try it right now and prove me wrong.
So racism and, like, overly sexual, just straight up, like, making tier lists about your favorite, your favorite porn artist. Those both aren't allowed on Vidly. Do you have a problem with that?
It's not that I have a problem with it, it's that I would rather if they just allowed it or if they just banned it. Like,
and this is also speculative. Is a weird this is speculative. You're just assuming that they're being shadow banned. And you're
well, I mean, I have... Just, listen... You're accusing me of all these things, but I've seen examples and patterns tons of times where certain words in a title gets the video killed in the algorithm, like the N-word, or even just saying the word Jew, even in a positive context in the video title. Like, there's so many different words that Vidly just decided if you have it in your video title, your video won't appear on the video tabs, and if someone favorites the video, it won't appear on the community tab. You can try putting... Try uploading a video right now with the word
Skibbity Coffee
and see if you'll appear on the videos tab.
Skibbity Coffee. Do you remember how we were talking earlier about how it's a small, very knit community? It's not like YouTube. You have to treat it like you're being the class clown to a group of kids in a room. You're not, if you don't get along with them, they have the freedom to just not, if there's someone who's higher up and they're a moderator and they see something they don't like, either it be porn or racism. How do you know their ethnicity, and how do you know what their, you know, they could be religious, and they could not be into that shit. Maybe, I know it's a freedom of speech thing.
No, it's not about that.
If you go into someone else's house, and they ask you to take your shoes off, you have to take your shoes off. Do you understand?
I understand, but what I'm saying is...
If you don't want to take your shoes off, you have to go outside.
Or if you just allowed at all. Yeah, but you're not understanding. I'm not mad at them for. It's not about freedom of speech. You're not understanding what I'm saying. I'm saying I'd rather if they just banned the content than if they shadow banned it. Like, shadow banning is just like it's just like a weak move. Like, you're too scared to actually ban them for real, but you're not open enough to allow it either. It's just like I'd rather if they just banned it. You're not understanding my point. This isn't about freedom of speech. It's just about the principle of shadow banning and not telling people what they did wrong versus banning them and telling them exactly what they did wrong and warning them before so. Like the example you said of taking your shoes off in the house. The problem is that they don't tell you exactly what to do to avoid getting shadow banned. Like it would be okay if they just put it in the community guidelines exactly what words would get your video shadow banned. They're just all secretive about it, and you have to find out on your own through patterns by trying it yourself.
Your complaint would
problem.
Be valid.
It's just being so secret.
Your complaint would be valid if you were being shadow banned, but you're just complaining about racist people and people who are like porn addicts getting banned. which is just a little weird to me, that's all.
Well, it's not, I didn't say they're a band. I didn't even say their whole channel is banned. I just said a specific video with specific words in the title, regardless of the contents of the video inside, will get the video shadow banned. Like, you could just upload a video of, like, kittens, and if you put, like, the word Jew or something in the title, it will get shadow banned. I guarantee that. Just because it broke a keyword. Even if the video's contents has nothing to do with the keyword.
Well, why are you uploading a video of a kitten just titling it Jewish cat?
Bro, I don't even... Let's say hypothetically, like, there is shadow banning going on Vidly, okay? Who fucking cares? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Literally, who cares? Yeah, why is that a talking point?
But if it is a rule, if it is something that's going on, and maybe they are not telling you to take your shoes off, right? You're following the analogy, and that is the rule, right? Who cares? You can still leave the house, still free to leave. If you don't want to be here, you can leave. You don't have to sit around and complain. And then when you sit around and complain, don't be surprised when everyone, you know, gets defensive because you're just kind of shitting on the place.
I mean, personally, I don't find it too difficult to be somebody that people don't want to shadow ban.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't see a trend.
I'm pretty
confident.
And
these people that are getting shadow banned, quote unquote.
Even if there are people getting shadow banned, I'm pretty confident that I'm not going to be doing anything.
What I'm saying. I'm not saying people are getting shadow banned. I'm saying specific videos are, just because they have a specific word in the title,
Atlantic.
Even if the video's contents have nothing to do with it.
I'm not saying that mine
like,
are.
You're
I'm just saying that...
You're putting words in my
care.
Mouth, basically.
I didn't say you are. I'm just saying I don't care if people's are, because I'm not going to do anything that's worthy of shadow banning anyway.
But, I mean, the thing is, you can just simply... But the thing is, it doesn't even work, because... If someone uploads a video that got shadow banned, they can just re-upload that same video, but, like, replace the word in the title with, like, a zero for an O, or, like, a one for an I letter. Like, you could just simply easily censor it and re-release it, and it won't get shadow banned, so it's like, it doesn't even work.
You could also just think ahead, and just not put anything, like...
Or you could just leave if you don't like it.
...provocative in your fucking title. Just call it something different.
Okay, fine, but, like, why not tell people in the community guidelines what exactly not to do?
I can't tell the people...
Imagine if, let's say...
Oh, you mean the guidelines, why can't they say what gets you shadow banned?
Yeah, why can't they just add a list of all the words that would get your video shadow banned?
If you read the guidelines, it'll tell you kind of, like, a basic guideline of, like, what isn't acceptable behavior. Which, usually, it's common sense.
No, problem with that is that the community guidelines tells you what gets you banned, but not what gets you shadow banned. You're misunderstanding my point.
Well, it's not really proven that there is shadow banning just yet. I mean,
yeah. Well, I can show you proof later, but we're recording right now. But like, I can tell you about like specific channels on Vidly that if you talk to them, they will say their videos got shadow banned before. Like, for example,
I haven't read it myself. Wait.
Can we pause this for a sec? Sorry. Scooby Coffee. There's an S before specific. It's specific.
I think he's trying to say it.
I'm just letting you know. Sorry.
I think he is trying to say it.
Yeah. It's specific.
I don't know. The thing is, like, whenever I try to argue something, everyone always just misunderstands what I'm trying to say. That's the problem. Like, I understand if you don't care. It's just like, you're putting words in my mouth that I never said.
What I'm trying to say is that...
We're just having a little conversation.
I haven't read the terms... I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at the terms used. There really isn't... I can guarantee you on most websites, there isn't going to be a guideline on how to act. That's just part of human, you know...
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying they have unofficial rules that aren't in the TOS.
Correct.
But, like,
which, I mean,
you will get punished for it, even
correct.
If... But it's like... How can you expect people to follow something when they don't know something?
Exactly. Like, I think it's pretty easy to expect them to follow those rules because they've made examples of a couple of those people. You see the people who get shadow banned, and what are they doing?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing? Say something else!
Hey, you got any questions? You got any other questions?
Would you rather hang out with Ronnie McNutt, or Dreamy Bull, or George Floyd, or Osama bin Laden?
Next question.
Why? You don't want to answer it?
No.
Who do you want to hang out with those four?
Ronnie McNutt. I'd give him a hug. Yeah, okay, next
give
question.
Give him a hug, yeah. I feel bad for him. I liked his jacket, too. It's pretty dope. I told him he has a nice jacket.
How did both of you come up with your usernames?
I'm not answering that question, but can't
remember. I'll answer it. Why not? Well, Omni means multi. Digital is self-explanatory. And there you go.
Multi-digital what? I know
everything.
HDMI.
I use it for my gamer tags. I just use it for everything. It solves my problems.
Oh, so it's like multiple digital.
Yep, it's my YouTube username. It's you just use it for everything.
Yeah. What about Red Exec?
Well, Red Exec, it's what you see. Red Exec is what you see. That's how it is.
So it's Red Executive, like.
God shivers when he loses his sentence.
No, I just mean like Red Exec is the name of my channel. That's it. There's no specific reason. It just is what it is, and it's been that name.
I have a very specific weird question. If you had a button to kill every Jew or a button to kill every trans person, which one would you pick?
Man, these are interesting questions.
Why didn't you ask Crafting Lord these types of questions?
Yeah, what are these questions?
I don't know, just answer it.
That's kind of a fucked up question. I'm not answering that. Give me a real question that actually takes...
Wait, hold on. No. Ask the question again.
If you had a button to kill every Jew or every transgender, which button would you press?
I'd push the button in between that says Skibbity Coffee.
The thing is, you actually got the right answer somehow. I wrote on the thing saying you didn't have to press any of the buttons in case you pressed one of the buttons, so I could joke that you, like, are a racist or something like that by saying you didn't have to press any of them, but you actually got the right answer by not pressing any of them. So, like, you somehow got the right answer
I
wrote.
I'd push
the button. I get it. I see what you're saying. I get it.
I was trying to trap you as a joke.
Yeah, I get it, though. Funny. You're a funny guy.
Hey, anyway, fuck's going on with Vidly right now?
What do you mean? What's happening with Vidly?
Oh, never mind. I'm disabled. Don't listen to me. Next question, please? I'm a disabled freak.
I love hot dogs.
I'm just thinking, like, when did you first discover me? Because I don't actually really remember. It was like July or something.
I'd first discovered you one day when my dearest boy brother came to me and said, "There's this kid. He's on Vidly, and he's making these fucking lectures about politics. He doesn't know what he's talking about." And I was like, "No way!" And I looked at it. And then and then I hacked your server because and I'm like, yeah.
She just admitted to doing that.
Oh, of course. I'm anonymous.
And then when we made the hacker video, the engagement was crazy. Like the amount of comments. I mean, it's gone now, but it was fun.
Yeah.
It was a fun time. And it's not like we were all pointing and laughing at you. I mean, if you changed up your attitude, you could have taken that as a lesson, and you could have just,
Yeah, but what do you mean by changing my attitude?
Well, you made some pretty, the video you made, attitude in it? You remember, Red Exec, fuck you! And, oh no, you didn't say Red Exec, you said Yoshi.
He said fuck you, man.
Yeah, I mean, of course, I was angry. Like, if someone did that to your server, you would probably do the same thing as me, but, like, I do regret making that video, because I should have just ignored it.
I have a job. I don't have a Discord server. And I get what you're saying, it might make you a little upsetting spaghetti, but they're disposable. You can make another Discord server. It was purely to get a rise out of you, and you gave us a rise.
I definitely think I should have taken
that. You should have taken that lesson
around June 2025.
No. We're not trying to bully you off the site. We're trying to humble you a little bit. And every time we try to humble you a little bit, you come back like Rocky, except not in a good way. You know what I mean?
Like if Rocky hit his head really hard, but he just insisted on keep fighting.
No, Rocky, get out of the fight. And it's not. We're not saying stop uploading. We're just saying you don't need to reply to everyone. You don't need to, like, when someone makes a little comment and says this video sucks, don't be like, yeah, well, you can block me, and there's a block button. Then you don't have to see any of my stuff anymore, and this and that. Just ignore it. Don't don't like it. And I get that I'm not a great person to tell you that because I'm the one who makes these videos and shit. But like, do you see like how many comments there are around them? And a lot of them are from you. I mean, you stopped on mine, but you have a lot of comments on people's videos of you just arguing and putting, like, paragraphs and editing that text-to-speech was hell.
I don't know. I mean, I understand your point, but the thing is, like, I am trying to ignore now, but, like, I feel it was kind of already too late. Like, I should have started ignoring in June, but, like, I kept continuing on, and it's now too big of a problem to just ignore to go away. Like,
yeah, yeah, I get it. You mean, I'm you started having, like, dreams about the Dorbies?
I don't know, I'm just saying, like, the time to just ignore, to let it all go away, ended months ago, and I missed that, unfortunately, and it's now I have to kind of deal with my mistakes, but, like, I am trying to prevent it from getting even worse. Like, I don't think it could ever go back to how it was in early 2025 with my reputation. It's like, it's done now.
It's I can't done go back, now.
I can only prevent it from getting worse.
Alright, you're being a little... I don't think that's true. You're a young man. Okay, you want to go to an example? You can go back, and I don't know if it's listed still, but Thomas made fun of a kid called Jake Online. He said that he looked like a fetus. Jake Online is still on Vidly. He's a grown man. He got a featured video recently about using reliable transport. I don't know if you saw that. His reputation changed.
Yeah, I saw it. But what did he do? Did he just start ignoring, or, like, did he change, or did he just quit for a long time and then came back?
He took it like a champ.
We just made a little joke. He said, oh, he's
doing it. He made a joke back. I made a joke, and it was over.
I was just wondering, like, I understand what you're saying, but, like...
Excuse me.
Is it too far gone for me now? Or is there still hope of some change?
Well, you see, when it comes to situations like this, I usually refer to a song I like. It's a song by Imagine Dragons. And it goes... I'm waking up.
Okay.
Oh, and yeah.
So, like,
I'm waking up.
Ash and dust. Imagine.
I don't know.
Dragging,
so,
like, these nuts.
So, like,
across your face. Oh.
I was just saying, like, you didn't really answer that well for me to understand, but, like,
I'm sorry. What was the question?
Like, am I too fucked now? Like, basically, like, like, is there stuff? Can I go back? Is what I'm saying, or, like, am I too far?
Don't try to go back. Just keep going forward.
Don't look
back. Keep going forward.
It's not about how hard you get hit. It's about how hard you get hit, and you keep moving forward.
You gotta keep going.
Anyway,
you feel motivated yet? Did that motivate you? Is my mic like ear rape right now? Does it sound like shit?
A little bit. You gotta back up or, like, turn it down a little bit.
Yeah.
I think I pressed that button. How's it sound now?
It sounds better, but you might want to back up a little bit. You're talking too close.
Oh, okay. How's now?
That's good.
Okay, good.
You got any other questions?
I have one final question, and then I'm gonna say something after you answer that question. The final question would be, what are some final words you want to say to the viewer watching?
Cam, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I got something to say. No one cared about who I was until I put the mask on.
Interesting. Yeah, well, I have something to say.
Wait, I'm not done, fucker.
Okay, alright, all I got to say is... not all pee-pees are pee-pee-poo-poos. Are poo-poo-pee-pee. All poo-poos are pee-pee-poo-poos.
Did you get that?
Okay, I just wanna... I understand.
Do you actually understand what he's saying?
I don't know. I just wanna say my final words to you.
All poo-poos are pee-pee-poo-poos, but not all pee-pees are poo-poo-pee-pees. See what he's saying?
Yeah, is that, like, it makes sense. It's just, can I just say my final words? Thank you for being on this podcast, and thank you for actually having a respectful discussion for once, instead of just harassing the whole time. Like, it's actually nice to talk to you in a respectful way. And also, thank you for deleting your old videos about me. And actually doing the promise for me to do this.
Of course. And happy holidays.
Thank you so much for actually being nice for once.
Yeah, of course, Scooby Coffee.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
And all a good night.
Thank you for talking to me. Can I end the recording now?